Vanity Fair has an article about Al Gore and a poem about climate change or global warming. Go something like this. The article does. Anyway, in his almost 30 years of crusading against global warming, Al Gore has worn a variety of hats. In roughly chronological order, these include a congressman, a senator, an author, vice president, traveling evangelist, filmmaker, investment advisor, and Nobel Peace Prize winner. Now, with the publication of his new book, Our Choice, Gore has unveiled a fresh and most unexpected talent. The book's opening chapter concludes with a poem he wrote, 21 lines of verse that equal parts beautiful, evocative, and disturbing. Here's how the poem begins. Again, this is the article. It goes like this. One thin September soon, a floating continent disappears. In midnight sun, vapor rise as fever settles on an acid sea. I have no idea what that means, but I have a poem for Al Gore. Al, you make me smile. Your talk about climate, global warming, and change makes me feel a great pain. We all sit back and laugh when we see you show up in your big jet or Lincoln car, and we have to wonder how much money you've made so far. So keep talking about gas and climate and all that nonsense, and we'll sit back and watch you collect your cents. I don't know if that's any good or not. I made that up on the fly. Al Gore, that's my tribute to you. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.